From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In Syria, there are reports of what a British official says could be, quote, an atrocity on a new scale, requiring unequivocal condemnation from the international community. As Rasha Elash reports, activists say Syrian government troops swept into a suburb of Damascus yesterday, executing hundreds.
The death toll is possibly the worst since Syria's conflict began 17 months ago. Most of the victims were young men, though it was not clear if they were combatants. The men's bodies were found in mosques and basements in the suburb of Daraya, with evidence of gunfire at close range. Among the dead was an entire family, and a total of 19 women and 3 children. The Rebel Free Syrian Army had been in control of the rest of the suburb, but days of aerial bombardment had forced the rebels to retreat. Activists say government forces entered Daraya after the rebels had left on Friday and started to kill civilians in retaliation for hosting the rebels. For NPR News, I'm Rasha Elas in Beirut.
A typhoon is battering the Japanese island of Okinawa. Forecasters say winds from the storm could overturn cars and cause waves of up to 40 feet. Forecasters now say they're not expecting Tropical Storm Isaac to become a hurricane before it hits the Florida Keys. However, the storm is expected to energize as it moves over the open waters of the Gulf of Mexico. A hurricane watch has been extended to the Louisiana coast and New Orleans. In Tampa, meanwhile, Republicans are revamping their schedule. NPR's Jeff Brady explains.
Monday's schedule was canceled because that's when high winds and heavy rain are expected as Isaac passes by Tampa in the Gulf of Mexico. Florida Governor Rick Scott says authorities are preparing the estimated 70,000 visitors in town.
We made sure that the delegates are coming. They have information about how they should act around here with regards, because some of them have never been around a hurricane. Floridians, we deal with these things.
Scott was scheduled to address his fellow Republicans Monday night, but he's canceled all his convention-related activities through Tuesday so he can focus on storm response. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Tampa.
Presidential hopeful Mitt Romney working on his speech this weekend. He's taking the day off and working from his New Hampshire lakeside home. The Republican who lost to Barack Obama in 2008 says Mitt Romney's challenge is to sell his message about jobs and the economy to women and Hispanics. Senator John McCain spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. He said the Obama campaign's characterization of Romney as out of touch with the average voter is a challenge for Romney. He thinks that will change as Romney gets a chance to become more aggressive. A former Republican governor of Florida endorsing President Obama in an op-ed piece in the Tampa Bay Times, Charlie Crist says he thinks Obama is the right leader for the nation. This is NPR News. Heavy rain is expected, especially on Monday, but Occupy demonstrators gathering in Tampa to protest the GOP convention say they will not be deterred. The assembled crowd for now is small. They are stationed in a park about a half mile from the convention site. They're calling for change to protect America's middle class from major economic losses. An all-star team of 12-year-olds from Tennessee takes on Japan this afternoon in the Little League World Series. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN says the team nearly squandered a 10-run lead in yesterday's championship game.
For the boys from Goodlettsville, a Nashville suburb, it was a nail-biter that should never have been. The Tennessee team had 15 runs going into the final inning, but the squad from Petaluma, California scored 10 times in order to stay alive and extend the game. Ultimately, Goodlettsville ended up on top, 24-16, one of the highest combined run totals in Little League World Series history. Today they go from representing Tennessee in the Southeast to representing the U.S. In the championship game, they face a team from Tokyo. Japan last won the world title in 2010. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
He became known around the world at the Olympic Games in London, running on prosthetic blades. Now South African Oscar Pistorius will be competing in the Paralympics, which start in London this week. More than 2 million tickets have been sold to the games. Pistorius will be defending the 3 titles he won 4 years ago at the Beijing Paralympics. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.